Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
The glory hole's like a dick theater. I've imagined your friends.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
I melt Vesuvius. I'm gonna Pompeii your ass.
I'm gonna cover you in ash cloud. Oh yeah,
ash cloud.
Yeah.
How was that say?
Oh god, that's awesome.
Oh, this is great. Okay, alrighty.
Hello, everyone. This is Mrs. Atom.
And this is Mr. Atom.
Welcome back to another By the By. We have a sexy guest that you've all heard before.
Ooh, that's me.
The gentleman has joined us again.
Hello, everybody.
The gentleman is in the building.
Yes.
Yay.
All right, and so we are going to bring to you this week the long-awaited podcast on the Pendulum Party and Femme.
Yes. So Pendulum was May 18th. Femme mm-hmm. was May 20-something.
It's a double header. Well,
25th.
I know, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Yeah.
Sorry, it's a little bit late. We've had a few other podcasts we wanted to get out first, but we're going to, bring you all kinds of good sexy times from those 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yay.
All right, so Pendulum. Let's start with that one.
Pendulum.
Yeah.
Was it Pendulous? All right, so a little bit of backstory here. I didn't have any fun at Pendulum. I mean, I had fun. It was great. It was a great night, and I really enjoyed it, but I was working.
You did not have sexual intercourse.
I did not have sexy times.
Right.
At all?
None.
Even afterwards?
None. No, no, honestly, because we came home, we were so fucking tired. It was like, and now I'm spent.
Oh.
No, so we had a few people sick that night, so yeah.
Workers, yeah, at OSS, and so it was, they were short-staffed, and so Bradford ended up working behind the bar. And, but you did good. You and one of the other ladies there, they were slinging drinks and handling the crowds.
That's right.
You did good. Yeah.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. But at the same time, it was still kind of like, oh, I want to be out there and having fun, sexy times.
I came down to check on you a few times.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And each time, I was like, take me with you. And I was working. So from 8:30 p.m. till 3 a.m., I had a 20-minute break and one pee break.
Yeah,
and it was in the 20-minute break that I had the pee break. So, which is great because that means it was a crazy, crazy busy night.
It was. Yeah. It really was, but not. It wasn't that overly crowded. It was a perfect amount of people that were in there.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, it wasn't so much that you couldn't find space or maneuver and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also just fine on the Pendulum nights as well. It's even when there isn't that much space, you can sort of sit down next to anybody and just strike up a conversation, and it's all good, and everyone's like, it's a really happy sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. So, all right. What time did you get there? You were pretty early.
I was early.
Yeah, no, that's right. You were the first one.
Yeah. Or, you know.
Because of course you were.
Yeah, because of course I was. I think I was there at 8:30.
I think
or
so.
Maybe just a bit before. Mm-hmm. But I prefer to do that.
Yeah.
I think that everybody should get there as early as they can.
I was going to say, it's fun to get there early, both from a perspective of you, then you've got more time to enjoy and, you know, play with people and just have fun. But also, when you get there early, you can kind of greet people as they come in, and you can be there as the excitement builds and as the crowd builds.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a good way just to ease yourself into everything.
Just get comfortable in space again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I was going to be mean and be like, well, yeah, you know, the gentleman was there at 6 o'clock waiting for us. But no, you make a very good point. It is nice to be the one receiving people.
Yeah.
There's a pun there.
Yeah.
Rather than coming into a crowd of people that already have established relationships. Mm-hmm. So if you're there early, that means that you're going to be receiving
yes.
people. Like, oh, hey,
yeah.
how are you? You know, I'm already settled, and you're still off center, you know, left of center.
Yeah. And then you can say, well, as they come in, you can have a chat and
yeah.
see what they're like and mm-hmm. and gauge the people as soon as they walk through the door.
It's also fun. It's also
I want one of those.
It's fun to me as well to see people when they come in and to see that initial excitement. And they're just like, you know, like, what do? Do I drop my drinks off? Do I go get changed? Da, da, da. And,
yeah.
and they're just, you know, excited. They just want to be there. And it's, I like to see that. That,
yeah.
that makes me happy.
I agree.
Yeah.
But also, I found that, like, the anticipation of waiting, like, oh, when are people going to get here? Is it, are there going to be heaps of people tonight? Is it, you know, there's that, the anticipation of just like, ooh, what are we going to get, you know?
Yeah.
That was really good. That was good fun.
That's funny. Yeah, because I was kind of stressed because the first 20 minutes, there was not many people there at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
And then the floodgates opened and it was like, ding dong, the door, ding dong, damn it, ding dong. Oh my God. It's like everybody came at once.
Yeah.
But that was nice. It was good.
Not for the first time that evening.
All right. So let's move into the fun, sexy things. Seeing as how the gentleman is steering us there continually.
Yes.
So Bradford was working behind the bar.
Yes.
And I was trying to kind of go around and make sure that people were talking to each other and doing the hostess thing and make sure that, you know, everybody was interacting and having fun and that kind of thing. And nobody was sitting off by themselves.
Yeah.
Which more and more that becomes less of an issue on these nights because there are some people that have been before and there's still a lot of new people that haven't been, but everybody is, maybe it's more in that frame of mind that they're going to interact.
Yeah. There are a lot of people there that, I had seen at the previous Pendulum,
mm-hmm.
but didn't really get a chance to interact much with or certainly play with. So it was a good opportunity for me to sit down and have a good chat with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Which I said, it was really easy. It's a really easy atmosphere to do that. And the people are just lovely. You know, I sat down and I spoke to one couple for a really long time, just had a great conversation with the both of them. They were both bi, which was great. And it was just talking about how we got to that point in our lives and what our journey had been.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good just to be able to sit and share that openly with another couple or with another person. That's what that night sort of provides.
It's very special.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. That makes me
Yeah, and but that's what everyone... But and you look around and everyone's doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's very approachable because whether it be... Maybe it's a bit of a harder track that they've had with their sexuality and not being able to express that openness.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're put in that position where everyone has been in the same position. It's really easy to talk.
Mm.
It's really easy to let down your guard. Yeah, which I really enjoyed.
So I'm going to say this in the most loving way possible. The gentleman was the slutterella of the evening.
He really was.
I'm not
or
a slut.
Slayer.
I just love.
Yes. Yeah, I kept calling you the slayer because
yeah.
like every time I saw you, you were putting your stake in something.
Yeah, every time I would look around or wander around, it was like, oh, look, there's a gentleman. Oh, look, there he is. This is a different group of people. Oh, look, there's another group of people. Like, wow.
Oh, it was very social.
Yeah. You were very social. And you kept coming down to the bar and like, hey, can I get another one?
I need water.
Drinks?
I need water.
It was like, there was a couple times you were like, hey, did you see that couple over there? I just played with him. I'm like, I fucking hate you.
I do have to say, there were so many pretty people
that
night.
There were so many sexy people.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Sexy
oh.
and nice and just everything that you want. It
yeah.
was, yeah.
Yeah. And that was the thing because, you know, I may have been in the orgy room a few times.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any may about that.
but everybody up there, it was just that great sort of puppy pile that
yeah.
happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, like just... shit went down and you just like I just you know whose hand's that, whose foot's this, whose penis is this, who's you know it was just really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, everybody just got involved and it was just fluid and fun and you know there were no hang-ups at all. It was excellent. It was really good.
So I find it interesting that on the previous pendulum parties, I spend a lot of my time in the orgy room because that's our favorite room. It's big. You can fit a lot of people in there. You do get that puppy pile going, and it's open. It's not, you know, you don't feel cramped or anything when there are a lot of people in there. And so we end up spending a lot of our time there, to the detriment that we then don't really know what goes on the other half of the building.
That's
or
true.
Who's over there.
Yeah, I had no idea what was going on in the petite room or
the shackle
room. I didn't even go through the massage tables or the spa area.
Yeah, so I made a point this time to wander up there on three or four different occasions, just, you know, basically every hour and a half-ish or so.
Yeah.
I would just wander because I just wanted to see what was happening and if the play was similar there as to orgy room or just what was, you know, what was
it
like. So what I found was that, yes, overall, what I thought was interesting was that in the shackle room, which for people who don't know the rooms and all that well, which is most people out there, the shackle room has a bed in it and then a couch where people can sit back and kind of watch and be a voyeur a bit. But it is a smaller room. It's not like the orgy room that has the two big king-size beds.
Because it's just a single queen bed.
Yeah. And so typically you can comfortably get 6 to 8 people in there, you know, and then some more watching, that kind of thing. When I would go by there, I know one time I walked in and there were two women 69ing, and I'm going to assume they're partners, but there were two guys that were, one guy was kind of laid back against the pillows and the other one was going down on him. And
on the bed next to?
Yes, on the bed next to the ladies.
Okay.
And then the gentleman that was laid back against the pillows, next thing I know, he's kind of settling back a little bit more, and it was like, oh, he's getting close.
Yeah.
And so it was just kind of fun to sit and watch that for a little while. And then there were some people sitting on the couch watching and playing with themselves. And but it was, you know, it was just...
That is a good room for that.
Yeah.
I remember my first pendulum party that I went to, I followed another couple up. And she sort of said, you know, come up with us, because she could sort of tell I was fresh or fresh meat. And, you know, I wasn't quite as confident as what I may be now. And she said, come up and sit down and have a, you know, just watch. And I sat down with her and I watched a similar sort of scene go on. And it was a good, again, it was good to someone sort of take me by the hand and say, come on.
Yeah.
I love it.
You need to watch this.
He was a baby slayer. Well, not a baby slayer, a young slayer. That doesn't sound good.
An amateur.
An amateur.
Amateur.
Yeah.
Yes. Now he's semi-pro.
Oh, he's semi-something.
Semi-pro.
There was no semis that night.
And yeah, the petite room was the same kind of thing. I did not see the petite room door closed, which I thought was interesting. Because yeah, that's a small room. It just has a double bed, I think, even in it.
Yeah, a full size. Yeah,
yeah.
Double. Yeah.
And that now has the rope across
it
the door.
It does have the chain. So yeah, they've added a chain now to where you can have the door closed, you can have it open, or you can put the chain across to where people can watch but not come
watch
in.
Watch but not come in. I like that idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did see the chain up once that night, but the door was never closed.
Right.
So I like that because it gives privacy, but still people can watch, and you can still kind of, if you want to dip your toe into being an exhibitionist,
I don't mind people watching. Like
I enjoy people watching.
Yeah. Sometimes I kind of get lost in what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes later, you look up and go, ooh.
They have an audience.
Yeah, they weren't there 10 minutes ago, were they?
Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So tell us, tell us, because, again, I was trapped behind the bar. I was a little hermit crab in my little shell, and Angela was wandering around.
So I have you being your little hermit crab, even though you were there and so you saw people and that kind of thing, you're, like, in the same position as the listeners. You're like, I want to know. Tell me, give me details.
I want to know what happened. What happened at the party?
Okay, so after we had a fair bit of discussion, a bit of talking, which was good, there was another single lady that came that joined us, who we've been to the club with a few times. She was looking sexy as hell. And she came and sat next to me, and I was talking to another couple and another single woman. And we sort of, we're all sort of, you know how it gets, a little bit handsy-feely, you know. It's well, okay, it's time to go upstairs. Who's coming with us?
Who's going?
I was like, well, I'll go.
You get a car. You get a car. You get a car.
You get a lap
dance.
Everybody gets a lap dance. So, yeah, we went up to the to the orgy room, and I got up there, and I wanted to play. I went up there with the intent to play with the single lady,
mm-hmm.
and we started kissing and feeling, and you know, a little bit of foreplay, and then I don't know what happened after that. The puppy pile just kind of
all of a sudden came on board. All
of a sudden, there was all these people left. Yeah, and it just I mean, in the bed, I think we ended up having. I think there were four females, three guys, and another couple off to the side, and in the end, that just turned into a big pile of awesomeness, which was just fantastic. And there was a lot of byplay going on, both with the females and the males, and there was no real hesitation of, you know, I think everyone really communicated well with, you know, the non-verbal, can I touch you? And there was verbal, can I touch you as well? Can I do this? Can I do that?
Right.
And it was, yeah, please. You know, it was all in. And I think we were up there. I think we were up there for maybe 2 or 3 hours.
I will say, at one point I thought to myself, I haven't seen the gentleman pass by because the bar is right in the middle of the club. So people pass by there, and, you know, I was very aware of who was going back and forth.
Yeah. There was one couple. Both of them were sexy as hell. And, you know, people would know from previous podcasts, I think I'm like on a Kinsey scale of 2. So I often don't find men attractive.
Mm-hmm.
He was attractive as hell. And she was as well. Like that, it was just.
I think I know which couple you're talking about. Is this the couple that you and I have had conversations about?
Yes.
We've all talked about them.
Yes. Yeah. Sexy as hell, both. Let me tell you, just did not disappoint. In the slightest.
So, side story. Two things. Because you were talking about the number of peoples and whatnot. So we had 20 couples, 6 single ladies and 5 single gentlemen.
So 51 people plus us and a few other randoms.
Wow. So just as a,
and the workers.
Just as an idea of how many people were there.
So there were a few people I didn't sleep with.
Like 3 or 4. You were a machine.
Oh, my God.
So this couple that we're talking about.
Yes.
Lawrence and I were
gorgeous.
Sitting.
Gorgeous. Oh.
Yes. Because Lawrence and I were sitting behind the bar, and we were both like, oh, my God, she's beautiful. And I was like, yeah, and he is just absolutely, like, he is great. I really like him.
Yeah, such good kisses.
And he, look, damn it, I hate you so badly. So Lawrence and I are talking and looking. He's like, yeah, I guess, I mean, you know, you think he's hot? I was like, yeah, he's very hot. He goes, I went, you know, the gentleman played with both of them. Both of them, like, fuck. Lawrence goes, think we can kick him out of the club? I was like, well, it's your club. I'm in full support of kicking him out. But we decided that it was probably not the best thing to do.
The problem is that you would have to find him under the pile of people first.
And that was the thing. It was like, it's you know what, it's too much effort. We don't want to have to dig him out from under, you know, the puppy pile.
Excuse me.
At one point, it would have been helpful.
Just, where's the snorkel going?
There was one point there, and I thought, I had a lady sitting on my face. I had another one was riding me cowgirl style. I was jerking some guy off with my right hand, and I don't even know what my left hand was doing. And I was almost about to suffocate, and I just thought, there was that flash in my mind, just thought, this isn't a bad way to go.
News at 11. Man suffocates under
orgy parley.
Traumatizing son.
Found 45 minutes later. Severe case of rigor mortis.
Lucky stuff. Oh my God, that's just
It was
great.
I remember specifically that the first session kind of came to its natural close, and
it came to its natural close.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
It might have come a few times, but in the end, I mean, at the end of that, I was just exhausted. I needed a drink. I needed to
reset.
I was going to say spread my legs, but no. What is it?
Close your legs.
Close on it. Needed to close my legs, yes. And as I sort of got off the bed, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm out, I need time. I'm out.
That's right, because you were saying that there was a couple wanting to play with you.
There was a couple that were wanting to play with me. And as I walked past, I said, oh, you know, oh, you did such a great job. And I'm like, oh, great, thanks.
You're cheerleaders.
Yay.
And, well, I am on the varsity team.
Yeah, and then, you know, then she sort of like started groping me and that. And I was like, oh, listen, I'd really love to. I'm done. I'll come and find you. I need 5 minutes. Please.
Because you came downstairs and literally it was one of those, I think you sort of fell up the stairs to the bar and they were just sort of leaning on the bar. And I'm like, hey, buddy, you okay? And I gotta be honest, I did care, but I was so put out by the fact that it's like, dude, you've been gone for 3 hours. Like, I love you, and I want you to be healthy and happy, but right now, get out of my bar.
I was happy.
Jealous. I was jealous. Yeah. That was jealous Bradford speaking. No, but I think I threw water at you, and I gave you one of your...
Yeah.
One of your
I needed a Barocca at that point, yeah.
Say, we should keep a stash of big Gatorades back there.
For
electrolyte replenishment.
Yes.
Dude, he could have used an IV.
Oh.
Like, Gatorade is one thing, but it was like, all right, we're going to have to tap a vein.
Don't stop. We'll just increase the flow. Yeah, just keep going. Keep going.
Drop a
I would have been fine with
snorkel.
That. Yeah.
That's great.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You came down, you had your break, and we had a nice, lovely conversation. And I remember you were very sweet because every time you came back, you were like, are you okay? Are you okay? And then finally at one point, I think the alcohol started kicking in. And you went, are you going to play? Nobody, I'm
not like,
playing tonight. You went, oh.
Are you going to play? Or if you're not, can you just reach up for that bourbon right at the back on the top shelf?
You just love me for my
keep
bourbon.
Reaching.
But yeah, and then... Yeah, because it was one of those like, no, I'm not playing. But I think you'll see me tomorrow night. You're okay.
Yeah, so after the first session, yeah, came down, had a bit of a drink, and I caught up with the other single female.
You found her, you mean?
From earlier, yeah, found her downstairs. Which, yeah, I had every intention of playing with her, and I really wanted to.
Mm.
And I don't know, it just didn't...
Timing didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're on the same bed. It just didn't sort of happen.
Some nights are like that.
Yeah.
And then so we sat down and we were sort of macking on each other and kissing each other's necks. And, you know, we were getting a little bit frisky downstairs. Mm-hmm. And then we found another couple that came and sat and talked to us and another couple after that. And it took about 5 or 10 minutes. We're like, okay, well, let's go upstairs and have a bit of a play. And so everyone went back upstairs.
To the orgy room again.
To the orgy room. Yeah. Yeah. Because at that point, there was six of us. So it was kind of.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to go?
Especially because there's already people in there.
Yeah, there's already that many people already there. We figured we'd find.
Yeah.
We'd find room up there. One couple went up for a cigarette and came down and said, that's packed upstairs.
Yeah.
And so we sort of said, all right, well, we'll go to the orgy room. I think at that point, that's where. I caught you, Mrs. Adam, near the bar, and you were going to come up and play.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember this story too.
Yeah, and you said, "Oh, well, you just had to go to the toilet or something."
Uh huh.
And then I went upstairs, like, "Okay, cool."
Uh huh.
She's coming up to play. Excellent.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't see you.
No, I went up a few minutes later because I went to the restroom and then started talking to somebody and whatever. So it ended up admittedly being probably 15, 20 minutes later. And I was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, I dressed down and I was going to go upstairs. And I went up and you were just like covered up in people. And the orgy was in full swing. So it was kind of like, do I muscle my way in? Everybody looks happy. It's fine. Yeah. Just kind of like, no, we'll I'll get time later.
Oh, and there were just so many sexy people in that room.
Yeah.
It was just unbelievable. It was...
Yeah, there were just
it was one of those
so
great nights.
People.
There
yeah.
was, yeah.
yeah. I will say, I did not see somebody that night that I thought I wouldn't hook up with you.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
We could just line them up.
Yeah, I did my best to make up for the fact that you were busy. Behind the bar.
I love you and hate you at the same time. No, but it was one of those. I was kind of amazed because at one point I was like, "Holy shit! Everybody here is attractive."
Yeah.
Like, how is this statistically possible? Like, somebody has to be unattractive, and then I'm like, maybe it's me. But then I poured myself one of my expensive bourbons and I felt better. Yeah.
Still got it.
Yeah, still drinking. So yeah, that, and so you did end up catching up with that couple that you had to turn away, right?
Yes.
From the first orgy, they came back for the second orgy.
But again, they were sort of at the end of that orgy too, and
They really need to time their.
It was the time. Yeah, it was the timing. So, I think we were kind of finishing up, and then I saw her there, and she was like, "Oh, like
look, we called your number three times."
Yeah, yeah. So we had to give away to the next ticket holder, you know.
69.
And then I sort of said, "Oh, great, you made it. Let's go." Because, you know, I wanted everybody to have a good night, and if that's what she wanted to do, I thought, okay, cool, let's do it. And both her and her partner came over, and we all played, and it was a good little end to the evening.
A little cherry on top.
Yeah, right? A little cherry on top. Yeah, yeah.
I love it. That's great.
But some of the, like, I kind of lose a little bit of what went on, play by play kind of thing, because it just all sort of bleeds into one.
And that's why I love the puppy pile so much, is because there is, you know, it's not like there's a set script that you have to follow to get it. It's just literally whoever, whatever, you're touching, you're sucking, licking, rubbing, being touched, and it's just so fluid.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, that's just really kind of why we love that style. Yeah,
it was like,
play.
Oh, look, nipple. Oh, look, penis. Oh.
I wish that people could see your movements as you're doing this.
Eyes lit up.
Yes, the hands. He's doing jazz hands while he's doing this.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, you just have, and it's, I don't think you go up there with a preconceived idea of what's going to go on, but you kind of think, okay, well, this is general direction it's going to go, and then it just, if you allow it, it just takes you wherever it takes you.
It takes a life of its own.
It does. Yeah,
I think that's why
that's what I love about the orgy room.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it.
And I think that's good advice, is to not go up there with a preconceived notion of this is a scripted idea of what's going to happen, mm-hmm. but to go up there with a, you know, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Or this is the direction it's going. Let's just see where it takes us. Just,
yeah, that's right. And even when you sort of go up there maybe with three or four people, and then another couple come over, and they sort of want to get on the in on the action as well, all you need to do is it extends a hand or a look or a touch, and then it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining you rolling over and sticking your junk out. Here you go. Dinner's. But then I realize that your junk is probably under other people's. So, I guess you physically can't. You know, but maybe he's reaching for help.
It wasn't high rotation. Yeah.
Let him go. He's just a baby. Poor fella.
Little fella.
That's great. So you've wrapped up the night, or you wrapped up that play session. That was the year. Because that was another hour and a half play session.
It
you
was.
Disappeared again for an hour and a half. And I thought, oh, he must have left without saying goodbye. And I'm like, that's not statistically likely.
No. Yeah. No.
And then you.
Plus, my stuff was in your locker. So I had to come and see
you. You had the magical key.
I do want to like him, but he makes it kind of difficult. Notice I said difficult and not hard.
Oh, please. Don't make it hard.
So you came and got your shit out of our locker. did you, like, was it like I limped home and then went immediate to sleep?
Or were you like all pepped up?
Because sometimes after like extreme play nights, even though we have sex at the club and we have orgasms, we still come home and immediately have sex again. So did you go home and masturbate, or did you go home and pass out?
No, I went home and masturbated. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're all amped up and you're like, I just can't sleep yet.
Yeah, because I live about, it's about a 30, 35 minute walk / run to where I live from the club.
I can see you leaving the club and running like a kid, like,
yay!
Oh my god, that's great. Okay, sorry.
I walked up to King's Cross, got something to eat, and then I jumped in a taxi. But when I got home, just replaying all of the events and the flashing images that you can get in your memory sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good night. Yeah. one for the bank.
I love it.
That's awesome.
So jealous. Yeah, yeah. So you left because you were one of the last people, but not the last to leave.
You were towards the end.
Towards the end.
And then we ended up packing up.
But you know, the incredible thing was that there were so many other people there that I wanted to play with.
I know.
And you didn't
still
have
and I just didn't get the opportunity to.
You know when you will?
Next Pendulum.
Next Pendulum.
August 17th.
Awesome.
Yeah, so if you're in Sydney, come. And if you're not, get to Sydney. August 17th, plan for it.
And then you can come.
And get there on time. More time to play. Come on, people.
Let's get this socializing shit out of the way.
I could have got one more orgy in.
I was about to say, the gentleman is looking for his trifecta of orgies. That's great.
I love it.
Oh my god, so funny. Yeah, I was happy with the way the night went.
Yeah.
I will say I am extremely envious of all the people you played with. And we were passing out our numbers, like, you know, I threw cards at people, like I was Gambit.
Left, right, center.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was just
nobody's called us, which makes me sad because I know what that means. I know how it is. We've done it. We get cards and you're like, oh, I'll talk to this person, and then you don't, and then after 2 weeks you're like, oh, it's been too long. I'm not gonna message them. Not true. Message us. What? I'm serious.
I love it.
That one couple.
No, that's true actually. I've messaged people 3 months after the fact, because you just sort of drop off sometimes.
Yeah,
life and whatever goes on, and you might have a sparing message here and there, but then, 3 months down the track, you're like, hey, what are you guys up to? And all of a sudden, it's, wow, that worked out really well.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We need to set up a 5-person orgy with you know who.
Oh, yeah.
You know when.
Yes.
You know what. You know why. You know how. All right. So was there anything, I'm actually curious. Was all the play between guys just oral play, or was there penetrative play? What were you?
For me, it was only oral play.
Yeah.
Yeah. But fair. I don't know. I would have liked to have, but it just sort of didn't. It did eventuate,
More curiosity than anything else.
Yeah, but there was a lot of oral play. There were even from guys who I think was their first sort of foray into it. Both receiving and giving.
And it's good to see people kind of just relax a bit and just kind of let things take its natural course and just enjoy and. Try it, and if you like it, well, then keep doing it. And if you don't, well, you tried it.
That's right. Yeah. Like you say, it doesn't fundamentally change who you are. You've tried it and experienced, and who knows if you like it, it's fun.
Woo-hoo.
You know, like woohoo, yeah, you just found something else.
Yeah, exactly. And if you don't, well, that's okay too.
But I think it's a really good space because if you're in that room and you're a little bit curious and you wanted to try, if you see people in front of you who are so fluid at exchanging between a guy and a girl, and there are no hang-ups, so there's no "ooh, I just did that."
Yeah,
and you see that that's a comfortable situation. That makes it, I think, a little bit easier for someone else to experiment.
I agree.
Yeah,
And that was sort of the idea as well. Is that you know if people, admittedly in the beginning, was see me do it because I knew I would do it and didn't really care, then maybe they'd feel more comfortable playing themselves. And now it seems like. It, you know, because I know Angela said that everybody was everybody, just like, I saw so much bad play just wandering around. She, between men, of course you see it between ladies, but she's like, there's a lot of play up there. I'm like, damn it. Well, I'm still slinging drinks. So, yeah. Yeah. Cool. Any last thoughts on, before we move on to Femme?
Oh, just bring on the next pendulum party. Please.
I love it.
What date was that again?
August 17th.
August 17th.
Yes.
All right.
Friday. Put it on your calendar.
Yeah. Woohoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before we talk about Femme, mm-hmm. let's pass it over to Life on the Swing Set, and they will talk about the Desire takeover.
Awesome.
Life on the Swing Set is heading to Paradise for the seventh time, and once again, we're taking over Desire Resort Riviera Maya in Cancun, Mexico.
With this year's hosts, me, Cooper, Ginger, Dylan, JV and Char from Ending the Sexual Dark Age, and author, podcaster, and feminist porn filmmaker Tristan Taramino, our takeover allows us to mold the resort in our geeky, sexy, and inclusive image with orgies, classes about pegging, flogging, and fisting, theme nights, a full dungeon night, naked karaoke, mutual masturbation, and massages.
From November 3rd through the 10th, 2018, this beautiful all-inclusive resort will be full of sexy swing setters from every letter in the LGBTQA spectrum. Poly, swingers, nudists, kinksters, doms, subs, and those who are just curious about what a week at a sexy resort offers.
We take all the best of the swing set. Our values, our experience, our co-hosts, our community, and we bring it all together with the best resort staff on earth to create a queer, kink, and poly-friendly, consent-aware, and sexy-as-hell experience for everyone who joins us.
To come with us on our Swing Set Takes Desire 2018 trip and hear us podcast about our previous trips, head over to ssdesire.com. We'll be there to welcome you home.
All right, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Cannot wait.
I know.
Can't wait. Wish we could pack the gentleman.
I wish we could.
Oh, can you?
Life gets in the way.
He's got responsibilities. Yes.
Responsibility, what's that?
What is responsibility?
Oh.
Yeah, so that's going to be so much fun. Anyway.
Yeah. All right, Femme.
Let's talk about Femme.
Yeah, I haven't heard about Femme yet either.
You haven't heard anything, have you?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
You must, okay. Yeah, because I guess I talked to you the morning after, and but the gentleman was not here.
No.
So, yeah.
He should have been.
Yeah.
He was invited, but... I'm kidding. He had responsibilities. Yeah, so tell us. So all I know is I dropped you off at the club. We had a Sex Ed in the City class mm-hmm. that night, and I was trying to get out of the club like the freaking Tasmanian devil, because the club was opening at 9, and at 8:59, I was still trying to pack up the class.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had to get out of there.
Yeah, I had to get out of there. So I snuck out the back door.
Yeah.
As you did. Rather than sneaking in the back door. And then ran around to the Owl House to have a drink. So that's the last of that I knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was interesting because right at 9 when the party was getting started, There were ladies getting there then, and I wasn't sure how many people would get there at the beginning versus later, that type of thing. But there were probably easily 3-4 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like right at 9 o'clock, and then soon after people just started pouring in.
So I can appreciate that.
Yeah, it was really good that there were, you know, people kind of there and anxious and ready, and it, like I said, it filled up pretty quickly, because I know that there were, there were 40 online tickets, I think.
And it sold out the week and a half before the party?
Yeah, so the online tickets sold out well in advance, and then I know that there were, at one point, like only maybe an hour and a half or so in, there were already 10 walk-ins, 10 people that bought tickets at the door, so that takes it up to 50. And I don't know how many came after that. I know there were still some that trickled in as the night went on. Yeah. So it was a good crowd again. So it's two big weekends there at the club.
You kind of get that sense that it was just long awaited.
It was.
That the community was just waiting for an event like that to happen.
Absolutely. Yes. And that's the feedback that I got from people. I mean, as they were sitting around in the front lounge rooms and stuff talking, is everybody was just so excited. There was just such a positive vibe in there. And I heard so many people say, I'm so glad this is happening. We've been wanting this for a long time, but nobody else does this. And, you know, it was just, everybody was just so excited that there was finally going to be like just an all women's play party night. Whether you play or not, it didn't matter.
So I will say, just to clear up some stuff, because I know some people out there are going to go,
right.
There are all women play parties. We're not going to name any of these parties, but what we have found, I'm speaking for Angela here, what we have found is that they tend to be exclusionary,
yeah.
Based on your dress size or your age or your general looks. Mm-hmm. So they
And you have to apply to be a part of it, whatever. And it's just, but this was open to everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, all women anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. And so it was great. And and it was such a good mix of people, because there were women that had been to the club, you know, that would consider themselves swingers. They'd been there with their partners before and either considered themselves bi. There were some I know I talked to that were just kind of curious to see what it was like, what was going to happen. They wanted to kind of dip their toe in a little bit. But without their partners, because it's a different vibe when the guys aren't there.
Different dynamic.
Yeah. So what was the vibe?
It was very positive and high energy from that respect, but at the same time, very chill. It wasn't like that get up and dance kind of, you know, grr kind of energy, but it was just, everybody was just relaxed. They were social and chatting, and people were moving around between groups. And I tried to, again, like Pendulum, make sure that nobody was a loner and sitting off by themselves, you know, that everyone was talking and mingling. And they were. I mean, it just happened so naturally. And I think that, you know, there were some people that came with friends. And so some people came together, and then there were a lot of women, though, that came singly on their own.
Right.
And still, you know, getting in and talking to other people, starting up conversations. You know, we had several big groups in the front lounge rooms that were just constantly, as people were coming into the club and getting the party started, we're like, hey, come on over, come join us, come talk to us. And it was very relaxed, but still very positive. And everybody was just very complimentary of the fact that you know, they were having something, an event like this. And I will say that come 10 o'clock for sure, which was only an hour in, because we started at 9 o'clock,
right.
Which was half an hour later than normal. But by 10 o'clock for sure, there were a number of people that were kind of getting antsy, wanting to go up to the spa
or play. A number of people? Would you think you could describe one of those people for us?
Yes. I think we all know and love
o'clock?
One
yeah,
of those people.
Yeah.
But the thing was, we
about
knew.
This big, about that busty, and is sitting right here talking.
Yeah.
But we all knew that there was going to be a burlesque dancer, so we wanted to wait until after that. And she came on, I think it was around 10:15, 10:30. But what I liked about her show was that, and I saw her down in the change room, down in the locker room beforehand, because I was dressing down. So I was like, well, I'm going to go ahead and dress down and
yes.
be ready so that when the show's over, we can go play.
So practical.
I
love it.
Right?
I love it.
It's the seven Ps.
Yeah. Prior proper preparation prevents piss poor performance.
Mm-hmm. See?
Nice.
Yep. So I was down the locker room changing and took a selfie for you. Yeah. Sent it to you.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With one of our lady friends.
Yes.
And so, yeah. And I'm sure you were like, why are you sending me pictures? But yeah.
I really was. I was like, why are you sending me pictures?
But anyway, so I was talking to the burlesque dancer down there for a few minutes while she was kind of getting ready and everything. And just a lovely personality. She was great. And then she came out and did her show. And the way that our secret spot is set up is it has the two front lounge rooms, but there's a half wall in between, or not half, it's a full length, full height wall, but you know, it's obviously there's not a door in between the two. So it's a bit of an opening there. And she actually played to the split crowd very well, because she kind of came up to the middle wall section where it's between the two rooms. She's like, okay, we have a split crowd tonight. She kind of went back and forth between the two rooms.
Which I suppose would be difficult to do, because
yes.
I imagine that many people in that space, you would need to separate it into two different rooms, but to go between the rooms like that
yeah.
and keep it nice and fluid would be quite difficult.
Yeah, because you're not just on a stage, you know,
yeah.
and so it is
yeah.
different.
You're moving back and forth, you're like, hey, remember
yeah.
when I was wearing this? Well, I took it off in the other room.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did try to get some of the people up off the couches from the very front room where I was and try and get them like, hey, come on over, just to maybe make it a little easier for her. But not everybody did, so I was like, all right, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out. And so she did play to both rooms really well, and I don't know her full name. I know her name was Alice. But she was really good. Lawrence had told me that she had done a show there previously, and he was like, I think she'll be good for this, you know, for the crowd for the night. And she was. And she didn't take herself seriously. She did, you know, a burlesque show where she was just kind of talking through it and like, you know, okay, now I'm going to do my sexy dance. And this is what we did here. Oh, look, there's a wall. And, you know, just kind of the humorous all the
way
through.
Yeah.
And engaging with everybody. And it kind of got people involved. And I think that was really good.
It drew them in.
Yeah. Yeah. And then at the end, she pulled out a snake. So she pulled out the snake and it. She was like, okay, now for the grand finale, and pulls it out. And, you know, she wraps it around her and everything. And it was, and she did say, this is the only snake that's going to be in the building tonight. And she's like, don't worry, it's a female. Her name is whatever. And it was just,
oh, it was a female snake as well.
But it was just, again, that humor and engaging, and it got people laughing. And it was just, yeah, she was great. But yeah, so she did her little dance and everything. And after that, she kind of went back down, I think, to the bar, and of course put the snake away, and went down to the bar and was talking to Jess and whatnot for a little while. And at that point, there was one lady in particular that I was interested in, and I had been sitting across from her. She was on the couches, and I was sitting across from her in the front room. So at this point, people had moved around and, you know, gone to get drinks and whatever. So I was able to go and sit down next to her and talk a little more intimately. And she was adorable. She had a shaved head. And I did the, you know, not very suave, smooth thing. But I went up to her and I was like, okay, look, I'm really sorry. I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but can I rub your head? And she's like, yes, please. I love it when people do
in
that.
In between my thighs.
Flirting 101 here, people. Write notes down, people,
I think,
at home.
I think I did say, I don't want this to seem creepy, but and she was like, no, yes, I love it when people do that. And she bent her head down, so, and, you know, and I started like rubbing and scratching, and yeah, it felt really good.
Also, can I interest you in some fava beans?
and then shortly after that, one of our lady friend partners, she came in, she had been sitting in the other front room, and she came around the corner, and I think she was just as anxious as I was to get things going, and she was like, all right, is it time to go up to the orgy room? And I was like, yes! Yeah. And I jumped up, and there were some other people that followed us.
I'm imagining you jumped up so quickly that your underwear stayed on the couch, and suddenly you were naked.
Well, it's like the Wile E. Coyote.
I basically ended the conversation with the cute lady that I was talking to, because I was just like...
Did she follow?
Eventually, not immediately, but I was like, okay, I'm going to go upstairs. Now, if you want to join us, we're going to the orgy room. But yeah, so a group of us, I think six or so, went up there kind of initially. And it was good because there was the friend that I said had come in and, you know, kind of said, let's get things going. There was another lady friend of ours that we've played with at the club before. She was part of it. And then there were two other ladies that I didn't, you know, they were new, didn't know them. And so we all go upstairs and start playing in the orgy room. And then shortly after, you know, a few more people come in. There ended up being a threesome. Again, some of those people we knew on the other bed in the orgy room. And then, you know, two more come in. It was just kind of that gradual building and building and building.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was a bit of that puppy pile. Because I'd gone up there to, initially, I was thinking in the six people that we were going up there with that I would play with one or two. And I ended up playing with the others, mostly. So it was still a bit of fluid all throughout, but focusing on some of the others. So again, you just never know what you're going to get into when you go up there.
Yeah.
So what's the energy like in an all-girl orgy? Is it different when you don't have the menfolk?
I think it depends on the people. It really does, because there was that... So the group that I was initially part of there was, I would say, a little softer, a little more... softer is the only word I can think of, but it was a little more sensual, kind of
tactile.
Easy, yeah, getting into it. Yeah, definitely tactile play. I'm using my hands here, people can't see it, I'm sorry. but then at the other time, there was another group of people that were playing up there, and they were like really going at it, kind of like really rough and stuff, and so it just depends on the people.
Yeah.
But I would say overall, probably a little more sensual. Yes, and yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit more in a future podcast, because I actually have a lot to say about that and like the oral play and that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
You're not gonna tell us now?
Well, I mean, I can talk about this, but not in that realm. But yeah, so there was a lot of oral play, of course, fingers, and it was nice because it was a bit of, you know, if I'm going down on someone, and, you know, licking them and playing with them. Somebody else may be, you know, using their fingers on the clit, and so there's a bit of, you know, some teamwork there.
Teamwork, yeah.
And then somebody else, you know, and I know that, like, one of the ladies I was going down on, she was reaching over, playing with someone else's breasts, who was, you know, had some lady on her, and so it was just, again, that just
yeah,
that
great puppy pile, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, again, it's just, and then at some point I was 69ing with one of the ladies, and then she flips me on my back and just starts going to town on me. That was awesome.
Sounds it.
Sounds, yeah. Yeah, sounds nice. Yeah, but, that's great. So that was my next question is, did you find, like, 69ing was something that was common? So I know when there's men involved, mm-hmm. face-sitting is something that tends to be very common.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman was discussing that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you guys saw, or was it more relaxed kind of oral play?
There was some face-sitting. Again, I tried to walk around to different areas as well. We happened in some of the other rooms later, and I did see some face-sitting, but it's a lot more comfortable if you're, you know, if the one lady's laying down and the other one's in between her legs. So that was more common just because it's just, and you can be there, you can plant yourself for a long time that way easily.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you're there for the long haul as opposed to, you know, if you're face-sitting, you're only going to do that for a certain amount of time before somebody's legs get tired and...
See,
you need a break.
I prefer face sitting because I can just lay down. Hashtag lazy. Hashtag this is me now.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, and you've still got a few other ports of
yeah,
options that you
exactly.
can
exactly. And I can
yeah.
still, you know, I can't see it, look around, but I can feel with my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and other appendages.
Yeah, right, right.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Toys? Were there any toys involved?
So I did not see a lot of toys in the vibrator realm, but there were two ladies with strap-ons.
Ooh,
and
okay.
that was kind of awesome, and it was so cute because the one lady had she had a strap on two different size dildos to go with it, and as I know, she was starting to play with somebody at one point, and she asked, you know, which one do you want? They picked which dildo they wanted, and then she went to put a condom on it, and she had her little bag of stuff, so she brought her own condom, her own lube. Again, this was her there was a lot of people's first time to the club. A lot of people had not been before. And so she didn't know what there was going to be supplies and stuff. And so we were like, oh, look, here, use these condoms, you know, save yours, use these condoms. And then she had her lube, and we were like, you know, you can use your own lube if you want, if it's something specific that you really like and you
yeah.
want to play with, for sure. But there's also lube over here. And we pull out, like, the big giant pump bottle from the, you know, the little table bit in the orgy room. And she was like, oh, yeah, let's use that. And
get you more?
Yeah. That got passed around a lot because it kept getting lost in the covers and the people and in the crack. And somebody would be like, lube? And, you know, it was a pump lube. And, you know.
Yeah. I love that lube gets lost in the crack.
I think, thank you, because I was just about to go down that path.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah. But I needed a little bit of lube. Dark and scary path. Yay, though I walk through the valley of...
And so, yeah, so there were, like I said, a couple ladies with strap-ons, which was, I mean, it's just great. You know, it's just have fun and enjoy. And it was just so much fun to sit back and watch that. And,
yeah.
I was...
So, sorry, was that was in the orgy room, or
yes,
that was up in the...
That was in the orgy room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did have, and I've forgotten about this, in the, because the class beforehand was, the SEITC class was on toys. It was good vibrations. We had the Sibian set up in the BDSM room.
Oh, yes.
Oh, nice.
And so we left the Sibian out for the night. Admittedly, I think all the attachments were there at the very beginning, then they got put away, and just the little, like, the little nubbin one
was
on. So just clitoral stimulation, basically. It makes it easier when you've got multiple people, you know, it's, even if you put condoms on it, still, it's just easier.
Fair enough.
And so we had that one out, and, of course, cleaner in between every lady and whatnot. But that the Sibian, man, it probably got ridden more than anything else there or anyone else there.
What a great turn of phrase.
Yeah, there was, I mean, every time I turned around, somebody was like, oh, I want to try the Sibian. Have you been on the Sibian? I want to do the Sibian. And I know that one of the ladies who was giving tours said that every time they gave a tour, as soon as they got to that room, which is right at the beginning of the tour, that they'd lose people. And they'd just jump in and be like, okay, yeah, we'll catch the tour in a bit.
We'll catch the next tour.
We'll figure the rest out ourselves.
But we did have a lot of dental dams around if people wanted them, you know, that kind of thing. Just safety. So just whatever, the option was there if people wanted it. I don't know how many ended up being used. Some got used, but we didn't run out. So it just depends on, again, people's comfort level and what they want. But it was such a good vibe, and there was so much play between people, and people were very interactive, and we had people that came from far up the North Coast, down the South Coast, you know, just all over the place. We had somebody come...
You had somebody come from basically across the country.
Yeah, we had somebody come from across the country. I mean, it was... And they'd seen it online. They'd heard it. And because I asked a number of people how they found out about it, because I was curious. You know, how much was through OSS's website? How much was word of mouth? How much was... We did advertise it in Lottl.
And what's Lottl?
Lesbians on the Loose. And so we advertised it, you know, a few different places. And I just want to get an idea as to how most people had found out. And many people were through our Secret Spots website.
Yep.
There were some from Lottl, which was the lady that came from halfway around the country. She had seen it there. And she's like, I just wanted to support it. It was such a great idea. So she just made a weekend of it in Sydney, and it was great. And we had a lot of people said they found out about it through friends, which is why we started kind of advertising it well in advance, was because we wanted the word to get out through the community.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just such a great mix of people. We had, like I said, people from all different walks of life, all different parts of Sydney, all different parts of Australia, clearly. And it was just, it was so good. And afterwards, so many of the people were like, you know, I'm going to tell my friends about it. If this happens again, I'm definitely coming back. And it ended up, I think, being a really good night, good success. And yeah, cannot wait for the next one.
Fantastic.
We don't have a date yet. We'll let you know as soon as we do. But yeah, it was so good. Such a positive vibe. And like I said, it was a bit kind of more chilled and relaxed. And I don't know. At the time I was trying to figure out, is that because it is only women and you don't have the guys there? Or is it because so many people, it was their first time to the club? And so they're just feeling it out. You know, what do you do in this kind of environment? How does everybody act?
I don't know. What a great night for a first night in the club to attend a night like that. It would have been something special to walk into the club, not even knowing where to sit, where to do. You know, like it's. But then to be in that atmosphere that was provided that night, it would have been fantastic for a first night in.
Yeah.
So I also thought it was interesting. Just to interrupt here for a second, that we did have. You know, you're talking about people just kind of watching and stuff up in the orgy room and inviting them in to play. So there was one person there who had been to the club before with her partner, and there may have been others in the same boat. I don't know. I just happened to talk to her at one point, but she had been there with her partner, and she just kind of wanted to dip her toe in and explore and see. But at the same time, she was kind of working through a lot of feelings of her own and like, you know, what is it that I want? Do I want to do this? How far do I want to go? And so she was just kind of really at that very baby steps edge of like seeing, you know, do I want to play with women? Do I not? How do I feel about it? And so she was just kind of really exploring her own feelings that night about it. I thought that was great because it was an easy environment to do that.
Yeah.
And then there was another lady early on, this was in the first play session, and I think I don't know because I hadn't talked to her at that point, so I don't know what her comfort level was, you know, what her walk in life had been before, or even maybe she was just really wanting to be a voyeur at that particular moment. She may have played later, I have no idea. But at the time that we were kind of all playing on the bed and had this puppy pile thing going on, she was just kind of off against the wall, just standing back and watching. And I know that two of us at separate times during the play kind of motioned like, hey, come on over, you know, come
join
in. It's
okay, yeah.
Yeah, and she just kind of waved it off, like, no, it's okay. And she just stood back and watched. But again, I like that environment because it is inviting to bring other people in. But at the same time, if you just want to watch, that's fine.
That's fine too, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to participate. And yeah, it was just really, really nice for whatever style of play you wanted.
And whatever comfort level you're at.
Yeah. And who you're, and I know that people are going to ask this as well, is because we did have people from the lesbian community, and I would say the greater LGBTQI community, we saw all kinds of dress as well. There was one lady that was in a very nice suit and tie and just very well put together. And there were a couple of other ladies that were in suits and, you know, dressed a little more masculine. And again, you've just all different walks of life. And it was great to see that and just to see the comfort and just everybody was just embracing of everyone. It was just, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but it was just so nice.
No, it's good because it's nice to see you all excited.
Yeah.
So Were you like the gentleman? Were you part of multiple orgies?
I played twice. So, yeah. I could have, admittedly, there was a group that I kind of really wanted to join in at the end, the last probably hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. But at that point, it had been a really long day for me, and I had a pretty bad headache at that point. And so, but I wanted to see it through to the end. And so I watched, I was a voyeur for that play session. Because I was like, I really kind of want to just jump in and join in, but I also didn't feel like I would give my best performance. And so I didn't want to do that. You know, I don't want to
Want to bring the team down.
Yeah. Like, if I'm going to play, I want to go wholeheartedly into it. And if I'm not feeling 100%, you know, just, I knew that I wouldn't focus as well and that kind of thing. So it's like, I'm just going to kind of hang back and part of me regrets not jumping in, but at the same time, I don't think it would have been my best. So it's probably better for the overall group that I didn't.
But it's good that the time that you did play, you really enjoyed that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, it's, you know, quality over quantity. Yeah.
I would agree with that. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Maybe a good similarity would be the Sibian. would have been the gentleman of the femme party.
Son of a bitch.
I would agree. Yes.
My God. Listen, down boy. Heel. Stay. Like, takeaway moments? Like, those, like, anything that you are like, oh my God, that was such an awesome... Or just the whole thing?
I would say the whole thing, but what I really liked was... Honestly, as much fun as all the play was and seeing all different people and talking to everybody, I think for me what was the most satisfying was hearing how much people praised the party, you know, both at the end at how good it was and how good of a time they had, but more so at the beginning, saying the anticipation and saying, you know, we've been waiting for something like this, we've wanted something like this, you know, the community needs something like this. And just the fact that the relief that now there finally was, you know, and I think that to me it was just really good to hear that, and you know, people feel like at least now there's something for them, and you know, and like I said, it was just such a good just mesh of people, yeah.
Awesome.
So definitely, I would say both weekends huge success.
Yeah.
Sounds it. That's awesome.
If listeners are excited to hear or to learn more about future Femme and Pendulum parties, of course, pay attention to us on the podcast because we won't shut up about it. as people know, like, God, just shut the fuck up. Anyway, or follow Our Secret Spot on their website. Mm-hmm. And they always post the parties and whatnot. And they're also listed on Red Hot Pie.
Yes.
And you do not have to be a member in order to see the events. Yeah. But you should be a member anyway because it's an awesome website. Mm-hmm. So, anything else?
No.
Any
final comments, questions?
Questions, comments, or rude remarks?
No.
Thanks for joining us, gentlemen.
You're very welcome.
You've been kind of quiet the last 30 minutes just because we were both listening to her. Yeah.
Taking
it all in.
Taking it all in. You'll be taking it all in soon, aren't you?
Wow. promises. Yes, reach out to us. Ask us your questions and concerns and comments. We'd love to talk to y'all. We have an email address. Mm-hmm. It is theatomsoflove@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and on the Facebooks at By The By Podcast. We also now have an OnlyFans website. I've uploaded... So far, bunches of pictures, but we're working on some videos regarding, and they should be up by now, hopefully, from the Chastity Challenge and such like that. So yeah, find us. Yeah. We're out there.
Absolutely.
And thank you to the gentleman.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye, microphone people.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.